Yo, Gil Shady, big up yourself. Big Gangzilla says every time. You hear that? Rasta live. Blessed love.
They don't know, they don't know, they don't know. But it's a fish for them. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know. Can't say we never told them, 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 them. I wanna hear reggae on my radio.
Shalom, call it Campus Akatse. Yes, what's the talk radio show with KZ Radio? Program today will be in English, but I'll just do a quick introduction in Hebrew. Shalom, Campus Akatse. Atem al ma'adibur iti gil sheli dagan. Sha'a lo shigratit. Aval ayom sidarnu akhlafa, ki kore po inyan lo shigrati. Kamut ha'omanim shemagim lekan mijamaika bazman akharon hi baemet bilti nitpeset. ובהתאם לזה אנחנו ככה מנסים... להכין את עצמנו, באמת משהו חסר תקדים. בשבוע שעבר ביקרה בארץ, זמרת שאני משמיע את השירים שלה עוד מהתקופה שלי בכל הקמפוס, קוראים לה קידה, והיא מאוד מיוחדת, היא עושה גם רגי וגם דנסול, אז יש לי הכבוד לארח אותה כאן היום. אנחנו מקליטים את התוכנית גם הפעם מהרדיו בינתחומי, כמו שקלטתי בשבוע שעבר, עם טדי נגוסה המלך, ועל כך זהו, כבוד לכל האנשים מהרדיו המצוין הזה, שהוא לחלוטין אח של רדיו הקצה, וכעת נעבור לאנגלית כדי שגם האורחת שלי תבין. So as I say, it is a pleasure to have here a very talented artist from Kingston, Jamaica, by the name of Kida, Wagwan Empress.
Thank you so much for having me, Shady.
No,
thanks.
No problem.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, likewise. It was a big surprise for us to hear that you came to Israel.
It's a big surprise to be here. It was a big surprise to hear that I was coming to.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Did you plan to visit Israel before this visit was planned?
Well, it's always been a dream of mine, of course, you know. I think a lot of people have that
right.
dream. So I never really imagined that, you know, it would happen. It's one of those things that just happened and you're like, oh, is this gonna happen? Wow.
And what is it like to be here?
Oh my god, it's so powerful. Yesterday we got to go to Jerusalem. Our first show was the day before, mm-hmm. the 13th. It was the 13th, not the day before.
Right.
And so you know, it's always about work first. So when you're thinking about work, you know, you're not really, your mind isn't focused on all the other stuff. But the show was amazing. The love from the people was very amazing and surprising.
Yeah.
I didn't really know that I had fans here.
See?
You know, I didn't really. I mean, you know, you always expect to have one-off, you know, people all around the mm-hmm. world. But I didn't know that there was that size fan base. So mm-hmm. it was really very, I mean, inspiring as
yes,
well for
yes.
me, you know, and seeing your music in a whole new light. So
tell our listeners about yourself a bit.
I'm Kida. I am Jamaican, one of 10 children.
One of 10 children.
Yes,
wow.
My parents together have 7 and my dad has 3.
Right.
I have a lot of sisters, 5 of us. So, you know, we grew up, my parents are visual artists and we grew up in that environment, you know.
All right.
So from, and a Rasta environment too. So from birth, you know, it's a very, I think I had a very grounded upbringing, you know, just really learned to appreciate certain things in life mm-hmm. spiritually and, you know, just nature, love, different things.
For real.
So I've always had a love for art, and then I got introduced to music when I was in college, mm-hmm. my second year, actually studying graphic design. I was doing a Bachelor of Fine Arts, yeah. And so I did my first song, which was Jamaican Boy, and I didn't have any plan or I didn't even know I could sing. It was really by accident. I'm somewhere and somebody heard me humming and they're like, oh, you know, we were at a home
That's
studio.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, that was Left Side, Craig Parks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his father is also Lloyd Parks in music.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You might be familiar with that. But yeah, so after doing that song, one of our big DJs in Jamaica heard it. Colin Hines, and he loved it, and he's like, I need this to play on the radio right away. And in a couple of days, I think when he first started playing the song, it probably wasn't even mixed yet, because when he first heard it, it wasn't finished. But yeah, once he started playing it on the radio, you know, people, you know, started sending me beats and started calling me into the interviews, asking when's my next song. So immediately kind of I was thrusted into this music, and I loved it. I loved the experience, and I was still learning at the same time, so it was really like a life-changing experience.
I must say, it doesn't sound like it's your first song, you know, because
I know,
yeah,
like, but
it sounds like you're making it for a long time, so
thanks to Craig Parks, because he was really a good coach at that time, like vocally, like teaching me how to explore my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And my style as well, you know. So give thanks for that.
Let's hear this one, Jamaican Boy.
Oh, this one is a brand new thing called taking them back to school. Keep like records, yeah. My kid up for the people. Time me see me a fiat a kim. No, no. No, yes, girl, yeah.
great tune.
Thank you.
Something very special about the music you create is that you're very versatile. You don't make just one genre.
Yes.
Right? You combine reggae and dance all together. So,
yes.
Is one of them more dominant in your music? Or you like
I do both. That's the thing. I think when I just started out, Jamaican boys dance all reggae, like, you know what I mean? It's inspired by, you know, Sister Nancy and that era, and it's the beat is actually from the Stagalog. Mm-hmm. So that was my introduction, and then of course from there I just started to like just feel out music, because I love music. I've always loved it and always loved different genres. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
As we spoke, you grew up in Jamaica.
Yeah.
In a place called Bull Bay, right?
Yes.
It's a very cool place.
It is very special.
Like right by the beach, very close to Kingston.
Coastal town on the south coast.
What was it like to grow up there?
Growing up there represents freedom, healing. Just the town is a very small town, and because my mom also spent some of her childhood there, we have a deep connection with that town and that place. And when I went to live there again, I was about 11 or 12, and it represented a change in my life as well. And just being by the beach was so healing, and it has been so healing over the years. We have so many friends who have come to stay with us, live with us, visit, and they all have the same experience of just having a deep connection with themselves because of the environment, because of the people.
Right.
There's so much talent there. It's the home of surfing in Jamaica. Yeah. It has so many different musical artists, Mystic Revealers.
Yes, Billy
and
Mystic.
I could name so many more. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's really a special place, and it's growing now. So I'm just excited to see where it goes to, and try and do my part to help keep it on that, you know.
I can definitely relate to what you said about freedom, because I was there a year ago, came for a festival. Mm-hmm. I was staying like in a tent by the beach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you came to Wiki Waki Festival on the beach? That's like next door to my house. It is,
amazing.
Yeah, of course. I was probably there.
I was sleeping for like 3 hours, but it was the best sleep of our head
just
in my life.
Just the sound of the sea.
Yeah, the waves, exactly. Yeah. And the sound system playing reggae was... perfect.
Magic.
How did it influence your music growing up?
Growing up? Well, the thing is, when I do music, when I write music, because of how my mind works as an artist, my mind is very multifaceted. So I have to be in nature. I don't have to be in nature, but I find that being in nature helps me to channel like my true self. So it's always been very important to me to find that center in nature to channel like my best self, and you know, my strongest music.
We're gonna play a sweet tune now called Ganja Tea.
Yeah.
That actually gave you a lot of popularity among the reggae peeps.
Yeah, man. Big up Rory Stone Love. Yeah, this is his production.
Like here in Israel and abroad, people just fell in love with this tune.
Yeah,
tell us a bit about it.
Oh, Ganja Tea. So we did this one in Kingston, Jamaica at Rory Stone Love studio, and I remember when I went to do this song, well, I had the beat for a while, and it's such a powerful piece of music, and so many like talented musicians playing on it. Oh my gosh, I'm having a blank moment for this person's name. I'm trying to remember, but the song itself, I remember my manager was saying to me, you know, you need to put something about yourself, because you always, you know, write about you, just because, you know, I was thinking something great has to go on this, and he's just like, don't overthink it, just do you and your natural self. And like for me, being in a studio and writing is different than being in nature. So I said, all right, cool, I'll think of something in my childhood, and Ganja Tea was one, because when we were little, my dad gave us Ganja Tea and took pictures. So
true story.
True story.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear this one.
Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, star. Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, star. Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, star. Yeah, 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 yeah. What you know about grow up on Ganja Tea? Not no Lipton, no Earl Grey, no
tightly. Not no Cersei, we talking sensi. We are fi block off the stock off of the tree. When I was little, my father gave me. He said, don't drink it fast, drink it slowly. Couple years later, we buck a kiki. Him say, what you doing round here, me like a picnic? Me say, see me medicine, yeah, me a bun it off. It no make me choke, it no make me cough. Me no can teach, me no tune off. Say, oh no know me, but you don't know the half. I read, when I listen to me song. I read, and me get a rub down. I read, pop pop, people get down. That's how we do it in a Kingston town. Me rest in a apartment by the roadside. But when me roll up, it drown out every night. Great, give me wisdom, make me pre-wise. Take me to a soulful place from the inside. Specialist when it come to the chalice. Man, I mix up, now blend me a real naturalist. In a me backyard, come in like a Faris. I dey so me cultivate the real cannabis. See me medicine, yeah, me a bun it off. It no make me choke, it no make me cough. Me no can take, me no too laugh. Say, you no know me, but you don't know the art. I read, you no listen to me song. I read, and me get a rub down. I read, pop, pop, people get down. That's how we do it in a Kingston town. Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, sir. Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, sir. Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, sir. Yeah, 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 yeah. What you know about grow up on ganja tea? Not no Lipton, no Earl Grey, no Tetley. Not no Cersei, we talking sensi. When you have to block off the stock off of the tree. When I was sick, my father gave me. He said, drink it fast, drink it slowly. Couple years later, we book a kiki. Him say, what you doing round here? Me like a picnic. He say, see me medicine, yeah, me a bun it off. It no make me choke, it no make me cough. Me no can teeth, me no too laugh. Say, you no know me, but you don't know the art. I read, you no listen to me sound. I read, and me get a rub down. I read, people get down. That's how we do it in a Kingston town. I wanna hear it from the Bull Bay Posse.
Yes, the Bull Bay Posse.
We're there. yeah,
great tune. Tell us more about your progress as an artist. How was it developed after the first tune, Jamaican Boy?
Oh God, there's so much that happened since then. So that first song was in 2009 when I first released that, and you know, I did a lot of singles after that, as I was explaining, like a lot of, you know, producers, of course, as a new artist, wanted to link up and do work and stuff. And so I did quite a few singles. And I think my first, like, real big success after that was when I was offered to sing along with Tian Winter, who is at the time was the reigning soca monarch in Antigua. And this was for the anthem for the 2020 cricket matches that were going on, a series of matches. We did that song and it was big, and we, you know, toured the Eastern Caribbean. So for me, that was like, okay, this is what it's gonna be like being an artist. You have to do your work, you have to stay rehearsed, you prepare to perform, and you know. And then since that, I've done so much. I released a mixtape with 20 something songs on it.
Wow. Okay.
That was my first ever mixtape, called Wickedest Thing, and it was mostly dancehall. It still had ganja tea on there as well. Yeah. And a couple other reggae songs. And then I released more recently, but still not so recent, Ebb and Flow, which is my first EP. I did while I was finishing my degree at Edna Manley College. So
you did finish the degree?
I went back and finished, yeah. Of course. I never start and not finish something. So yeah,
that's great. And yeah, school is important too.
Of course, of course. And I had so many people who helped me get through school that I couldn't let them down by not going back. So I had to, yeah. And myself, of course.
All right. And you have been working with many artists, like big artists during your career.
Yes.
Like Mr. Lex and Proto J.
Yes.
So I assume you like to collab.
I don't think I collab enough. I think all my collabs have always been like, they kind of happen how my music career happened. They just happen to happen. And but there are a lot of artists that I admire and would love to collab with. In fact, I have a collaboration coming with a female artist, which I'm really excited about. And that's Hemper Sativa.
Okay.
And she's one of my favorite artists. I always like, I love her music so genuinely. I spread it everywhere that I go. So I'm really excited about
that. That's great.
And there's more collaborations coming. I have another collab with Stoneboy, which we're not sure when we're releasing it. But, you know, it's good for me and important for me because I've always wanted to, you know, share and be a part of that scene. Because, you know, they have a really big dancehall scene in Africa, in Ghana.
Yeah,
and so that's where he's from and things. So I really excited about that one as well. But there's more to come, more collabs.
That's great. And you're spreading to like new genres as well.
Yes, of course. With even my most recent track that's gonna be a part of my upcoming EP, it's Vi. Mm-hmm. And it's really, again, important to me because it's my first time doing a reggaeton like baile funk song. It's been well received too. As I say, I love all different kinds of music, so to have my own song in like a different genre, it just it's like nice. It's so that's Rose Summer's production, Vi, and it's a part of a 7-track thereabout EP that's coming up soon.
Great.
Yeah.
Is there any artist that you wish to collaborate with?
So many. So many. Oh god. I can't name one specific person, but, you know, until then, I just enjoy their music and be inspired by their music.
That's great. So, yeah. All right. We're going to hear one collaboration you did with Proto J, which is also popular here in Israel.
Oh, yeah. Big up Proto J.
This thing called All Again. You want to say something about it?
Yes. Big up Proto J on this song, All Again. You don't know. This one was a wicked production because Proto J is like, you know, we're brother from when, and to do a song with him, it was like something that I never really think of doing, like, but it was a cool, you know, experience.
Came out great.
Yeah, man, it came out really good. Don Corleone production.
Yes, big up Don Corleone.
Yeah.
Yes, let's hear this one.
All you.
Ciao.
You know, it's a long time link for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And I said those who wait, you know.
Oh, shut up.
Great things.
Yeah.
Why you said it again?
That's a midday, man.
Roma?
Kid, huh? All right.
Watch it now.
All right. I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it, then ain't no stalling then. Let me show you what I got in store. I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it, then ain't no stalling then. Let me show you what I got in store.
Yeah. She coulda be the right one. She a definitely tight one. Know it from a sight one. With a girl a buzz right, man. Like the rhythm where Sean Paul sing, give me the light pan. She tell me she with Triton. She love it when it nice and love it when the lights on. She love it when the lights off. Call me every time I drive off.
I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it, then ain't no stalling then. Let me show you what I got in store. I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it, then ain't no stalling then. Let me show you what I got in store.
Yeah. She a talk about spend the night with me. No hit speed crossing her right away. Them no like it, so them fighting with. Sneak out one away, that enticing she. Rendezvous, and that she frightened me. Add to the spice, so she enlighten me. She find out can't deal with my tabby. So she start reciting it.
I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it, then ain't no stalling then. Let me show you what I got in store. I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it, then ain't no stalling then. Let me show you what I got in store.
Yeah. What?
early morning waking up. Same treatment all my time she taking up.
And I know you're feeling it, calling my work, telling them I'm sleeping in.
Share my space to leaving in, highest from the reaping is what she breathing in.
Lift my heights, my reasoning, and the sequence wheel again. I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it then, ain't no stalling in, let me show you what I got in store. I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it then, ain't no stalling in, let me show you what I got in store. I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it then, ain't no stalling in, let me show you what I got in store. I want it all again, come back on again, like you never get the chance before. And if you're on it then, ain't no stalling in, let me show you what I got in
store. Alright, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Another big tune. And yes, Kida, I would love to speak about one tune that first time I've heard it. I think it was in Muta Baruka's show on RFM.
Yeah, big up Muta, because Muta really, really loved that song and played he, as well as Ganja Tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tune that I'm speaking about is, of course, Stand For Something. I play this tune from at least 2015. On my radio shows,
Give thanks. Give thanks.
I mean, I never heard that style before this tune came out, like, and like felt immediately that it's very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Tell us about it, like how it came up.
Okay. Stand For Something. So I got the track from King Ivier. That's Royal Order Productions, Jawais and King Ivier in California, and I love the instrumentals. Immediately when I heard it, I was like, but this song is a song already. Like, because when you listen to the instrumentals, it's already like telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I vibed it so many different places because, as I say, you know, I always go to nature, especially because I had high expectations for what I was going to put on that track. So it's like every idea I came up with wasn't good enough. So, you know, I have different ends that I power on and people that I link with, people who support my music, and so I always go to them first to say, like, what you think I should sing on this, or what you feel, or what you want to hear me sing about. And I remember we went to Barbican Terrace and made them hear some idea and thing, and them say, yeah man, you have to come with a powerful vibes. And me and my manager Great White, we drove to we always drive to the hills when I'm writing. So
okay.
Halliwell side or Gordontown side. And those sides are mystical to me. Because, my family used to live there one of the times too. And it's just nature.
Yeah,
you know?
Beautiful areas of Kingston. So, like wider Kingston.
Yeah, exactly. A little elevated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cool weather, think straight. Yeah, so we went and, you know, I'm driving, but my mind was all over the place. And I'm just like, you know what, you're overthinking this too much. And I had my, I don't remember if it was in my songbook or my wallet, I had a little fortune cookie note that I had gotten the first time when I went to New York. I did a show there, Rhythm and Blues, and I went to lunch and had that little fortune cookie. And I was just like, oh, this is a deep message, I'm going to keep this. So I kept it close. And the day it just pop up in my stuff and I'm like, stand for something or fall for anything.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's actually a quote that they attribute to Malcolm X, but I believe it's older than that if you really check the history of it. So it was powerful to me and always meant a lot to me. So I just did the song around that. And at the time, you know, music tends to go up and down, especially with dancehall and reggae. And I always get told by my parents, you know, make sure that music have message and, you know, that's what gives it longevity and thing. And because the song was so, the rhythm was so powerful, I was just like, all right, this is it. I feel comfortable with that. And I just sang a little, whatever came to my mind. And Great, I was just like, that's it. We're going to studio now. So we just went to the studio and finished it up there. And yeah, it's dedicated to the youth, really and truly, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the video is very nice as well.
Ah, thank you. Stand For Something, that video actually shot by my best friend who went to art school with me as well. Mm-hmm. And she is another multi-talented, very inspirational female who does every and anything. She used to do my makeup, the photo shoots, videos, editing, and she also is a great inspiration. That's Crystal Curry. And so she shot the video. She moved to Miami, but she came back to do that video, just, you know. And it was a good vibes. We shot part of it on Orange Street, you know, Beat Street. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, King Allah was there, and Prince Allah, I mean, and Cali P was in the video too. I forgot Cali was in Jamaica at the time, and Come Give Me a Strength, You Don't Know, Junior Blood, them, like, so many people came and gave me support. So it's a special video too.
Yeah. And the whole lyrics is very powerful. Did you write parts of the song about like things that, like, experiences that you had?
Yeah, of course, because even the part that says we're the they to solve the problem, I think at the time, like, I was really frustrated with a lot of things going on. Sometimes you say, why they don't fix the roads? Like, oh, I'm so frustrated with this. Or, you know, even at the time, as I say, I was in school and putting myself through school. So financial struggles and just struggles with administration, and saying, you know, why they don't have this thing sorted out properly. It's so hard. It's why they don't do this, why they don't do that. And contemplating it, I was just like, you know what? The honest truth is nobody's going to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it yourself.
Yes.
So in my mind, I was like, when I made that realization, I wanted to share that with the youth that we're having the same issues, like thinking somebody needs to come and solve their problems. Like, sometimes you have to be the one who come up with the, you know, solution.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, to take self responsibility.
Yeah, we are the person who going to fix it, mm-hmm, not mm-hmm. somebody else.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I love this message.
Thank you.
All right, let's hear this one.
Get up and do something. Oh, yeah. For something, you're gonna fall for anything. We had a day to solve the problem, the day to make a better way. The only day we can depend on, so let us start with us today. You better try to help yourself, Jah provide for all our way. Well, about God damn fit do this, and about God damn fit do that. Nowadays, you no feel no one for that. Stop, grudge your brother, feed the food in a pot. Better your tongue, judge her, feed the life where you got. You cannot blame another for your discomfort. Enough, I said them real, and we find out, say them not. Things where them a do, them goodly pick up two shots. Your time for rise, so you can't watch that. If you don't stand for something, you're gonna fall for anything. Day to solve the problem, the day to make a better way. The only day we can depend on, so let us start with us today. You better try to help yourself, Jah provide for all our way. Feel good for your bread that you him have a care a steer. No need for bad mind, you a get one this year. Fire burn the oppressor, we a bring with the tears. We a fi reach higher, we a conquer with fears. So it's a hustle, you a hustle, well you must make a thing. And if a great, you a juggle, you fi go and do your thing. So if you is a artist, then you no fi stop a sing. And if a still a see you say, you fi go and heal the king. If you don't stand for something, you're gonna fall for anything. We had a day to solve the problem, the day to make a better way. The only day we can depend on, so let us start with us today. You better try to help yourself, Jah provide for all our way. Say get up and do something, and get the youth so none of it stop unseen. And that no mean you fi pick up no gun see. So no make nobody tell you say you can't win. If you don't stand stand for something, you're gonna fall for anything. We are the day to solve the problem, the day to make a better way. The only day we can depend on, so let us start with us today. You better try to help yourself, Jah provide. King Ivy, Jah wiser, great whites, we are right. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Cha.
Yes, I. Powerful message, as we said.
Give thanks.
Yeah, man. But as we spoke earlier, you combine dancehall and reggae.
Yes. Yes.
Where did it come from? Or like, because usually most of the artists in Jamaica, they do either reggae or dancehall. Like, no, I don't know a lot of artists that like combine.
Do that?
Yeah, they combine both.
I think because of how I started music, I didn't really, my objective wasn't really to be successful in a genre. I just do music from love. And so I don't really try to stick to any boundaries. I don't like the idea of like being put in a box or thinking that you have to do things a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, because I'm not doing it for this purpose of becoming famous or successful or whatever, I just do what I love. Yeah. And do what feels good to me. And I love both dancehall and reggae, and I love enough other genres of music.
Of
so
course.
And also because I get bored easily. I say I get bored easily, but really and truly, like after a few, like a verse or something, I want to change the style and keep it chopping. So like even that's a part of it too, you know, mixing things up, having variety and just expressing all of me, because I'm not just about dancehall, I'm not just about reggae. I love music, you know, so.
What kind of music did you grow up on?
My dad used to play everything from like Nat King Cole. I remember as a young girl, like the first time I really fell in love with music. When I say fell in love, I mean I want to know who this person is, what she look like, what she sing. I want to hear every song. That was Tracy Chapman.
Okay.
And I was like about 8 or 9, and my dad's friend was playing it, and that was like when I fell in love with somebody's music.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up on a lot of this kind of soulful, Anita Baker and Roberta Flack, Sade, even Jamaican artists like obviously Bob Marley, the Wailers, Burning Spear, so much different.
choose. Yeah, like the classic ones.
Yeah, the classic ones. Yeah, you know, as a Rasta man, my father always played the classics. So, King Tubby's and Augustus Pablo was some of the dub music, you know, and yeah.
So how were you exposed to dancehall?
Dancehall? You can live in Jamaica and don't get exposed to dancehall.
Of course, yeah.
But my first, like, I get what stands out in my mind is like my older sisters and cousins used to listen to a lot of oldies dancehall. So like, even people like Lady Saw, even though growing up in a Rasta household, you're not really accepted to listen to.
Yeah, you can't get away.
Yeah, but. Yeah. As I grew up, you know, you get exposed to like all different types of music. So I just appreciate a lot of like 90s dancehall and, you know, foundation stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's play some of the more dancehall music of you.
Okay.
This next one is called At It Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Left side, this track is wicked.
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
Goddamn wicked.
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
So flipping wicked.
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
So bloody wicked.
Terrible.
Yes, sir.
I keep flipping records from Berlin.
I'm from flipping Bulbai.
Get us on fire.
Like a fire.
on me ablaze. Style and my fashion, I mash up the mid for dates.
What you say, man?
We left the people in a craze. Have them running round like till we left them in a maze. Table, smoother than mayonnaise. It's like a game of chess, but they can't predict my place. Farting up my pocket while the whole of them are gay. Lift we head up, cause I judge me a praise.
Selassie,
mousy things in me a joke. Feed them with lyrics and if the whole of them a choke. And me alone, them see after the clearance of the smoke.
Wicked, 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 wicked.
After this verse, we a fi go put them in a hearse. Not the ambulance because them blood vessel burst. Oh, Jah bless. No, 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 can curse. Say they fight for silver, come me come yourself first. Hold on, when you think me did done. Say cool down yourself because me just start the fun. Ever blazing, burning hotter than the sun. I write just other song, y'all go done.
Psych, you mad?
Them you're so sweet. The way the one you're mad, you tell me bouncing in the street. Watch how my sister them a do it. That's why me have to end the one you're sweet.
Kira, at it up, 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 Kira, at it up, 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 at it up,
at it up, at it up, at it up,
shit up now. A catty say she not take her no man. Car him a little youth and she a big woman. It's a ladies night, we a stick to the plan. And our vibes we a depend on. That's why we a bubble up. We a go and bubble up. We not stop move car we waistline no stop. Bubble up, we a go and bubble up. If you're there with your man, my girl couple up. We a bubble up, we a go and bubble up. We a rave all night cause we vibes can't broke. Bubble up, we a go and bubble up. We a rave all night cause round and sexy and fat. Who now bubble them a stand up and watch. We tell all the haters shot to we back. We a whole high notes while no for them flat. And me and the famous ladies step out. We come out for party no muggle and post. We things start out here nails and toes. Chat bout that you fi talk bout. That's why we a bubble up. We a go and bubble up. We not stop move cause we waistline no stop. Bubble up, we a go and bubble up. If you're there with your man, my girl couple up. We a bubble up. We are going bubble up. We are rave all night, but we vibes can't broke. Bubble up. We are going bubble up. We are rave all night, cause bubble up. Bubble, bubble up.
Yeah, then after Oti Top we heard the bubble up. We're hearing it now in the background. You did it in the show.
Bubble up.
Yeah.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Oh gosh. I actually don't usually perform that song because it's an older song and it's more dancehall and I do a lot of reggae shows.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came here and they're like, oh yeah, you have to do Bubble Up because it's the big song. Everybody know this song. Everybody love this song. So it's good. It kind of took me back to a place, you know.
It's interesting because in Israel, like, it's a different fashion of music. We can still play tunes from, I don't know, like,
way back. Yeah, from way back.
And
yeah.
It's cool, still popular. Like, the most popular tune in Israel in dancehall would be Damian Marley, Set Up Shop.
Wow, yeah. Man, that's one of my favorite
names. Yeah, YouTube, definitely.
Yeah, vibes.
Yeah, oh. But would it be like the dancehall tunes that you make would be mostly like love and passion tunes or not necessarily?
Yeah, the thing about it is when I do dancehall, because obviously dancehall is really known and primarily is a vulgar culture.
Yeah.
It reflects the vulgarity in our culture. And because of, I guess, how I was raised and stuff, I love dancehall still, and I still want to reflect true and natural things like sexuality between man and woman, and you know, just it's a little bit more drama, but still keeping it to a level like where it's, you know, fresh and clean and still have some modesty to it. So I guess I always choose those topics, and sometimes I go like a bad girl, like, you know, militancy. But yeah, I keep it, yeah, mostly those topics, you know.
Actually, another big tune which is a dancehall tune, is not exactly about love or like alike, which, yeah, is Hot Ash.
Hot Ash. Oh, I love that one. That's kind of like the bad girl side, you know.
Yeah. Want to say anything about it before we play it?
I was gonna sing it on that radio that you have coming up. But yeah, Hot Ash, it's another tune that we wrote driving to the hills, and it's true story, because we drive into the hills and Great White dropped a piece of his spliff on his surf trunks, and we were swerving because he's trying to put out the fire or put it out before he got burnt, and it really happened. So yeah, this is the inspiration behind it. And we shot this video on the beach in Bull Bay as well.
All right. Yeah, man. Let's check it out.
All right, cool.
Andrew Blacks, informer, tell the cops when they think that.
Yeah.
And if we never careful, we get knocked. But them never know I know the right crap. Hey, second yourself and me say easy no man. Did I pitch up on the rhythm like a bees in no man. Out of east side me dip on the trees in no man. Yeah, I drop down like a Japanese in no man. Me strong a road like a lead to the land. Me a militant girl, me no take program. Me floor them and kick them up like a vanda. Andrew Blacks, me make a chat, oh no here we galan. Hot ash, dropping on me car. Bone me seat, bone the leg, mostly fast yard. Make a big swerve, nearly crashing at the bar. Jump out of me car and beg the people no fi walk. Them say, whoa, you never see me from far. Come round the bend and you a pillow tar. You a drive like a old school minar. Me never have time fi explain to her. Settle yourself and me say, easy no man. Did a pitch up on the rhythm like a bees in no man. Out of east side, me dip on the trees in no man. Yeah, I drop down like a Japanese in no man. Me strong a road like a lead to the land. Me a militant girl, me no take program. Me floor them and kick them up like a vandal. Andrew Blacks, me make a chat, who no here we galang. Never prefigure hurt nobody. While ago me whole meds get shabby. So careful when you wanna cough the cherry. Make sure keep your eye off your blackberry. So me at the road cause me still feel merry. Bust the corner, here come squaddy. Smell the grades and a guan maddy maddy. Like him want feel like up somebody. Settle yourself and me say easy no man. Did a pitch up on the rhythm like a bees in a man. Out of east side me dip on the trees in a man. Yeah, I drop down like a Japanese in a man. Me strong a road like a lead to the land. Me a militant girl, me no take program. Me floor them and kick them up like a vanda. Andrew Blacks, me make a chat, oh no here we got. You never see it, so you a try plant it. But the key then I warrant it. Before you see it, we a grab it and yam it. Them can't lock we up in a no cage like no rabbit. Bad habits. Before the end of the night, I dat me a fi tell me I dream Great White. The sitting where we have a fi make we take flight. Soaring to higher heights.
Yeah, man, and Great White from the story is yeah, actually here in the studio, so big up Great
big up
White.
Great,
yeah,
White.
Yeah, in there. All right, Kida, what do you say? You can make us a live tune?
Of course. All right. What you have for me?
We have the re-rock with him, so maybe.
All right.
You can do a little freestyle.
Well, you know, when coming a brand new, fresh freestyle from Kida Music on a real rock rhythm. Big up, Gil.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't know, so it's Kida rocking in.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, informer, say some girl out a road a informer. Yeah, the whole of them a informer. Some guy out a road a informer. What me sing? And show them see we on the road in a way brand new shoes. Some girl out a road, them a carry beer news. And so with them friend we drink the bad mind soup. And so come them get butter bruise, cause them a informer.
Some guy outside road a informer. Yeah, the whole of them a informer. Some girl outside road a informer. When me sing, my girl take it easy, cause you done already know your foot cheesy. And we hear from the show say you're easy. Lord, me a beg you no fi breeze me. When me sing, chatty chatty mouth, you no can get we out. Stop worry about what we have in our wheels. Go look a walk, go buy a new blouse. That one they will love. Alright, informer. Some guy out a road a informer. Yeah, the whole of them a informer. Some boy out a road a informer. Yeah, them see with them no know we. Them on go see we. See with them no know we. Lord, see with them no know we. Them on go see we. See with them no know we. Informer. Mm-hmm, we not like informer. Yeah, the whole of them a informer. I'm key that not like informer. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Boop. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, key that live and direct. Yes. Sweet. Yes.
Alright. So me say, kill yourself and me say, easy no man. We pitch up on the rhythm like a easy no man. Outta Israel with a pon the trees in no man. I drop down a Japanese in no man. Bim! We strung around like Ali to the land. A militant girl, me no take program. Flow them and kick them up, yeah!
Yes, Sister Kida.
Big up.
Yes, big up yourself. Come on. amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. For Jamaicans, it's very easy to freestyle, right?
Yeah, it's natural. Like, yes. You know, you get born in diapers and you just freestyle.
Yes. All right. That you performed in many countries, like, yeah. Already. Yeah. What is it like to tour around the world?
It's really an amazing experience that takes a long time to soak in. Mm-hmm. Because in the moment, sometimes on tour, you're going quickly and stuff. And so really and truly, like, it's situations like this that really help me to soak in what's happening. Like when I do press, mm-hmm. after the shows, that's when you really get to connect with people and see how your music affects them, you know, apart from just watching the fans, seeing how they, you know, interacting with them while you're on stage. It's like nothing else, really.
What was the place that you enjoyed performing, like in particular, like on a special place?
On this tour?
I mean, yeah. Then.
Oh, God, that's hard. Well, the most special place, I have to say, for me, even though it was one of the smallest shows that we did for this tour, was Shashamani.
Oh, wow.
Because, yeah, we performed at the 12 Tribes headquarters in Shashamani for the King's birthday. And to me, I never even got to do that in Jamaica at HQ. So, and growing up at the HQ in Jamaica, like, coming there was almost like, it's like Kingston, Jamaica in Shashamani.
Wow.
And just seeing the kids, like, playing, like, the order, you know, how we grew up, like, everybody sit during devotion, you know, give reverence. And, you know, it really was very special to me to see, you know, to even be able to do that.
Yeah.
And share that moment with the elders that were there. It was really special to me.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I would definitely want to check it. Yeah, check, man. Like a video or
yeah, it, the thing is, we don't really have a lot of videos because it's the devotion, so they restrict filming and stuff. But I'm sure we have somebody's phone footage or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine it.
Yeah, it was.
From what you were saying.
It was really good.
Where would you desire to perform that you haven't performed yet?
That we haven't performed yet. Well, when I was much younger in music, I always said I wanted to tour Europe and Asia. And I haven't done any Asian countries yet. And so, yeah, we still have a few more spots to touch.
Japan.
I'm really excited about that. I don't have any plans yet, but, you know, things happen in life, you know, and give thanks.
Wow. We don't have much time left. I think we have, like, time for one more tune, actually.
Okay.
But I actually want to know, like, what we can expect from you in the future.
Well, in the future, you can expect my album.
Mm-hmm.
And in the even more near future, you can expect an EP. coming up very shortly, produced by Ro Summers. He's the one who produced Vi. And I'm excited about that one because, as well, it's another body of work that's going to show me, you know, really my growth and really different sides of me, you know, that I haven't been able to share with people. So I want to break that stereotype that Kida is just this kind of artist or that kind of artist. So you're going to see all angles of Kida.
Awesome. How can people follow your music?
Yeah, you can follow my music. If you use Instagram, I know different people use different social media, but Instagram is at Kidaweeda, KEIDAWEEDA. And of course, all other social media and streaming platforms is Kida Music, KEIDAMUSIC. Mm-hmm. And for contact, email address is Kida Music as well. You know, you can link us up. And of course, Great White is my management. So anything you see with Great White is one link.
All right. Yeah. Wow, thank you so much for being here.
Blessings. It's an honor. Give thanks.
Yeah, likewise, definitely. Yeah, and yeah, thank you for listening to our program. Yeah, we will be here next
and
week.
And we
yeah.
have to big up my friends in Jamaica that made the link.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't know. See me them. Big them up for making this link with you, Jill, and being able to come here and do this interview.
Yeah, they were just here a couple of weeks ago. And
yeah, man. Yeah. I love their union and what they're doing in Jamaica. It's so good to see, you know, them get up and do something, and that's what I love. They stand for something too.
That's great.
I love that.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, our listeners. Yeah, we will be here next week with another a different talk.
Yeah, man.
All right, bye then.
All right.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Stay blessed. Give
you
thanks.
You too. All right.
Capture my heart. If you serenade me with your M16, grant me a wish with your magazine. I've never heard a crowd request an encore for a barrister before. So let your music be your weapon. So you'd wear eyes up after die by vanity of them religion. Society them I let we down. So me say easy, Akida coming in upon the scene. Love is a natural, I me say you know what I mean. Rock with your queen, me say fill out the machine. Oh gosh. So me say easy, I love you bringing in upon the scene. It is a natural, I may say you know what I mean. Meditation and we sauce them clean. Oh Lord. Instead of love, we let the bullets rain. We know we have a problem when the people accepting the pain. No want a peace, them want a peace. And them no want the war for cease. Cause that's the only way they gain. And I say hungry man don't have no love. So we say easy, Akida coming in upon the scene. Love is a natural, I may say you know what I mean. Rock with your queen, may say fill out the machine. Oh gosh. So we say easy, I love you bringing in upon the scene. It is a natural, I may say you know what I mean. Meditation and we start same clean. Oh Lord. The times get rough, you'll be taking risks. The reality check in when your body gets weary. Beg you a big bad man, say fi eat.